It's a mixed match challenge, and we have so much to talk about. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let's get these hands.
Yep, that's right. It is the Mixed Match Challenge After Show. Thank you for tuning in as we got you in the chat because you guys are loyal to us.
Loyal.
And, of course, my name is Anissa Barr. You can follow me on social media at Anissa Barr. I am the social media correspondent for Xbox 12360. So tomorrow, please tune in to Xbox 12360 because I was told we're going to have a really big guest, so who knows? Nice. And tomorrow is the season finale of Total Divas After Show. Right after Total Divas, I have a big announcement, as well as we will probably be doing the Total Bellas After Show since that just aired as a preview. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. What about you?
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, America's sweetheart, Evan Mack. You can find me. Catch me on Twitter, Evan Mack List. I'll let your boy. What's going on, boy?
What's going on, guys? David Punk Rock Christopher. You can find me on that interweb as well at DPR Christopher on Twitter and Instagram at David Punk Rock Christopher. Let's do this, guys.
Let's do it.
And all right. We are missing Marquita, and she'll be here next week. She just had a last minute thing to do. First of all, we had Finn Balor, Sasha Banks, versus Nakamura, the Royal Rumble champion.
You better believe it.
And Natty, who loves cats.
Natty Ice.
And
break that down. How awesome is that? Like that
Natty by nature right there.
Right. And then they had like a pretty much a theme where it's like they're pretty much naming their own team.
That's amazing. Like, the nicknames and stuff.
The nicknames, right.
And you're talking about, they're putting greatness together. Like, this Mixed Match Challenge, it's revolutionary, though. It really is, though.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Right. And this match was really, I enjoyed it because, well, kind of, because I wish that they didn't have Nakamura versus Finn. Yes, we've seen them in New Japan Pro Wrestling do it before, but it's been a long time, and I think them two are a WrestleMania.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
You think so? It's one of those things where they have such history together but I think they're doing a lot of things as far as like maybe not everyone knows. The casual fan might not know the depth of their history.
Right.
Maybe they're trying to get people a taste of showing like this is what you might be missing. Just giving you a little taste, a little preview of what you might see at a pay-per-view down the line. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
Because their styles are similar.
Yeah.
Right. And as a fan, those two names together, I'm already excited. You know what I mean? I want to see what we're going to, that's going to be an awesome match. You know, it's going to be just fast paced. Mm-hmm. Everything that excites me.
Absolutely.
And we see, obviously, Sasha Banks, Natty, Sasha Banks pretty much throws herself. Nakamura catches her.
Yeah.
And it could be a possible future of maybe intergender matches.
Yeah, and I think they're testing the waters right now. I think they want to see, you know, what fan reaction they get, and they want to try things new. And I think it's innovative that they're doing it on social media. And I just love to see how they're like using each other's skill sets to like intertwine and like help each other win matches. Right. I'm blown away with how they're doing things so far, especially with the opening matches. Pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really like the involvement, how like you can really kind of feel like you're part of it. Like you just see the backstage interviews leading up to it. You see just like even ring entrances. I mean, it's and just like the mix itself, it's crazy to see these lineups, which is, I think, I agree with you. I think it's just something that's it's really revolutionary. It's awesome.
Right. And if they do an intergender matches, Candice LeRae better be the first person to be doing this, because if you've never seen her matches, watch her and Joey Ryan versus the Young Bucks in 2014 at PWG.
Nice. Y'all better make it happen.
Yeah, because I know we're going a little off, but Candice LeRae is from here. She's my girl. I've been watching her for a long time. Intergender matches, that what she does, and that's where she's
going. The host, girl. You can go off, you go off script.
I know, going off script.
You the head down. We can talk about everything, girl. We're talking about, listen, Monopoly board games, Twister.
But, right? Overall, what'd you think about this match, but overall?
Spectacular, first of all, because I like the workhorse that is Shinsuke Nakamura. Japanese phenom. I'm in awe at all times. workhorse. He'll wrestle 7 days a week if you ask him to. He'll give you everything he got. Like every match for him is a main event pay per view match. Mm-hmm. He does not take nights off. Same with Fergal and Finn. He does the same thing. So it's
right. And then you have to think that he is from Japan. Japan wrestling is obviously different.
Yeah.
And the Japanese culture, they're very like respective of everything and every type of art.
That's true.
So knowing that he can bring in his own style of work of art, you have to respect that.
Absolutely.
Right. Like I said before, I'm a fan of everybody in this match. And again, to see, like I said, Shinsuke, Balor. I mean, I love Balor, man. That guy's just awesome to watch. And it's one of those things, too. Like, I was pleased with the match. I mean, the finish was rad. I mean, obviously, you know, Sasha going into her finisher. I love how she does that, too, which is, I mean, then Natty. You know you're going to get great stuff with Natty.
Always.
It's one of those things, man. It's going to be entertaining. It's fun to watch. And I'm a fan of everybody in the match, you know. And it was just the whole time. I mean, it was great. It was good stuff.
It's true. It was that point where if they would have come up with a match like this before, you'd have been like, okay, you know, the girls are going to just stand outside the ring, the men are going to wrestle for 20 minutes, and then they're going to come in with a pin. Like, now you see these women as equals, or at least you should. If y'all ain't seeing them as equals, y'all ain't watching the same stuff. But no, and when they wrestle in it's like this, it's a beautiful dance to see these women and these men together as equals fighting in this business that has not been a constant.
Right.
So I think it's really cool to see that.
I completely agree. Yeah, and sorry. I mean, and this is maybe a little off topic too.
Going back to
what he said. You know, seeing them as equals, going to Raw last night, to seeing the match between Sasha and Asuka last night was awesome.
It was awesome, but brutal.
Yes, it was. But I mean, and that to me, I mean, that was just as good as a ton of male matches that I've seen. You know, what I mean, that for women just set the bar, and it was
setting the bar,
right? You know what I mean? So I agree with you. I do see them. They are at that part now. If you don't see them as equals, I don't know what you're watching.
Yeah.
But you have to think. This is my own personal opinion. Asuka gives people good matches.
Yeah, she's one of those wrestlers. You know, we all know the utility wrestler. We know the one where like I was telling my best friend Jordan, I was like, AJ Styles can get a match out of me.
Right.
And
I never wrestled before, ever.
I'm telling you, he can get a match out of me.
Same with, like you mentioned earlier when we were talking, John Cena.
He can get
anybody over.
Yeah, he can get anybody over. AJ can get a match out of all three of us right now. Handicap match, and he put me over somehow. Asuka has that ability, though. You will, with her flavor and her style and her persona and how she's arrogant, and she's like a heel, but she's not a heel. And like, she's over. She's supposed to be a heel, but she's like over.
Right.
And she can just get good matches at any.
Let's not discredit Banks, though, too, man.
Oh, Sasha's got
some agility. She's very versatile. She's quick. She's tenacious, man. She's also very good. You know what I mean? Together, I agree with you. Asuka, obviously, she'll pull it out of her, but
she will.
I think the performance on both parts was
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. Awesome. That has to be said.
Right. And then our loyal fan, Joseph, in the chat says,
yo, what up, Joe?
Yo.
Says, Kathy, who is a former AfterBuzz here? She mentioned that there is going to be a second chance vote where one team gets a second chance.
I love that.
Nice.
I'm hoping it's Nakamura and Natty, because I just want to see Nakamura.
Right.
But
it's always fun.
Moving on to our next match, we have pretty much, I was excited for this match, but not so excited. You know, Asuka and Miz versus, help me out here.
Oh, Big E and Carmella.
How can I forget? Everybody knows I love Carmella.
Unicorn.
You see this unicorn horn, girl? You see it?
That's right.
This was a reminder for you.
We had this match, pancake galore.
It was
amazing. Carmella gave her an L. Asuka looked a little confused and ripped it and tear it apart.
I was
excited but sad because if you watch me on Total Divas, Carmella's my girl.
I lost my
love
mind.
Her
I didn't know.
She's quite intimidated, though. I gotta say, she's pretty intimidated.
Right, but come on. We all knew Asuka's gonna win this.
But I lost my mind when I seen her doing this L thing. I was like, wait a minute. Is she handing her an L? Oh, she's handing her a loss! I went nuts.
That's funny, though.
That's funny. She hands her like a little foam L. But anyway, she has her own flavor. I love Carmella. Right, she is precious, too. She's precious. Right. And she's coming into her own. And I think earning the right to be the first woman Money in the Bank holder, I can't wait to see where Cashin is.
I'm
very excited. You know WWE. It could be at Mania, but you never know.
Right.
It could be tomorrow.
She was in the Rumble last night. She could have won it.
Oh my goodness.
You know, she had two options.
She could cash it in right here on this After Bush. She can cash it in anywhere.
Right.
we'll see when the surprise comes.
Exactly. I'm excited to see that.
And then, of course, The Miz is freaking great.
He is.
Personally, I love The Miz. Face or heel, because he's good in the ring and he's freaking good on the damn mic.
This dude has been, I'm telling you, like right now, he is.
If you followed his career, literally followed his career since.
Man.
The Diva Search days,
man,
or a little before that, you can see how much he progressed because he ain't no Enzo.
First tough enough winner, mocked, scoffed, joked on, butt of everybody's joke. Look at this boy now,
yeah,
100%. And I say this is to so many people when I watch him, is that that guy has earned my respect so much because he has gone through so much to get where he's at, so much ridicule, so much hate.
Absolutely.
I come from, you know, a reality show. I mean, not being taken serious. I mean, you talk about workhorse. He's worked his butt off.
That's true.
And I used to run in. I used to see him at the gym sometimes, and to see, like, he's a genuine guy. He's a nice guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And to see how far he's come and the work he's put in. And talk about a guy that can get a match out of someone.
Oh, yeah.
Hats off to that guy, man. Like, The Miz, he's awesome.
And that's the thing, especially with his gimmick, because he's obviously not from Ohio. I mean, obviously not from LA. He's from Ohio.
Yeah.
And the fact that he came here to LA, lived here probably since the real world days, and took the advantage of taking opportunities and realizing, okay, Hollywood, this is like my type of thing. Because you have to remember how Goldust was like.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, in the 90s, how he took whole Hollywood that way, but now we have a new era of what Hollywood is.
Yeah, and what's so cool about what a lot of people don't understand, a lot of wrestling fans, not everyone has like an Undertaker gimmick.
No.
The Undertaker's gimmick, that was it. Like, that he hit it, and that was his gimmick. Some people have to find a gimmick, though. Some people go to certain places, and you'll see like a version of this wrestler, and then you've seen Kofi. He was from Jamaica, look at him now. Like, The Miz has been trying different personas, and this is the one that's going to stick with him. This A-lister Miz-tourage thing. This is bread and butter, and I love that wrestlers can evolve and change and adapt and are willing to find their niche.
He's in his prime, man.
He's on fire right now.
Yep.
And overall, what do you think of this match, though? Because we do have, obviously, Big E is a huge guy.
Big guy.
And he can move, too. He's he's quick.
Very underrated. Should have had a title a long time ago.
I love watching Big E, man. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's just a fun guy to watch. He's funny. It just his charisma, everything about the guy is just awesome. And then he moves well for his size in the ring.
Goodness,
he's powerful.
Gracious,
yeah, and I agree with you. I think he's probably a little underrated.
I think he could have. They could have gave him a little title run before, a little WWE championship, a little bit after the Ziggler. Him and Ziggler should have had a little beef.
Mm-hmm.
Should have took it from Ziggler back in the day. But I ain't going to cry over spilled milk. Right. I got unicorns.
And
I get
pancakes. But they're doing well.
And the reason why this mixed match challenge is going on is because whoever wins, they get donated for their charity.
Best part of it.
Really, really cool. So I'm wondering who does Make-A-Wish, because I'm a part of the Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
If nobody knew that.
Yeah.
So overall, we got some people in the chat. They, you know, Dang MG says Miz and Asuka are his picks.
Nice.
Oh, to win it all.
To win it all.
Ooh.
But I'm going to say this now. I think.
Hot take.
Go ahead.
He had a hot take.
I'm going to say this right now. It's going to be Miz and Asuka versus Braun and Alexa.
Boom. There it is. I agree.
Team Little Big in the final.
And speaking of Team Little Big, little side note. For me, okay, I'm a gamer. I play video games.
Yeah.
There's a video game called League of Legends on PC.
Okay.
And if you've never played it, just Google Annie, because this reminds me of this character where Annie's just a little girl holding her bear, and then whenever she hits her pretty much her overpower finisher, she brings out the bear, and he's wild and he's crazy, and I think this reminds me of him. And this match was so fun.
I loved it.
Rolling over, like Becky, man, rolling her around.
These ladies are something special.
And let's face it, Asuka doing the twist bliss on top of Braun. I was so nervous because she looked scared. She looked scared doing it. And I'm just like, is she going to like legit do this? She freaking did it, nailed it, killed it, and win it.
It's Take it away.
No, I was solid. That was solid. I mean, well, that whole match, I mean, I they carry the mat. You see Sami Zayn running around. He wanted no part of Braun, which is great.
Not at all.
Part,
not at all.
Awesome, right. You know, doing his thing. And, you know, but yeah, again, that was awesome. And I think, you know, obviously Bliss, you know, I agree with you. She probably was a little intimidated when she's out there, but she killed it. She nailed it. You know, Bliss is an awesome finisher.
Bliss has taken this heel thing, going to another level, her little, her persona, and she's improved. You watch her in NXT to now. Her wrestling ability, her technical ability, her able to she's a worthy champion, and it's great to see her with Braun. They might take it all though. They might take the whole thing. They really team little big. I don't know. They're forced to be ready.
But Asuka's undefeated.
That's true.
She is,
she's undefeated singles.
She has like
right. But I even was talking about it with my buddies at the when we watched the Royal Rumble. I said, if Asuka loses it, does this count? And they said no, because she lost a Royal Rumble at an NXT. But now the fact that we saw her win the Royal Rumble, are they just going to say, hey, you're going to be undefeated on Monday Night Raw on the main roster?
If she never loses, man, that'd be unbelievable.
Another Undertaker.
She could probably pass Moolah's reign for 30 years.
The fabulous Moolah.
Yeah.
Love her.
But overall, what'd you guys think of this match? What'd you think of... mainly the women, because they were in the match longer than the men.
Oh, this was the ladies' match all day long. This was the Becky Alexa Bliss show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This was showing you how these ladies are. I mean, technically sound for the whole match. You know, Braun does what Braun does. You know. but to watch these ladies do what they do best and get after it in Becky Lynch's technical skills, man.
Well, I'm biased. I'm a Becky Lynch fan.
She's
incredible. Lash kicker, you know?
She's something special.
Yeah, she's awesome, dude.
Love her.
Same thing. Just technicality, agility, just fast pace. She's got the tenacity. She's charisma, like, all around. I mean,
she does have it all, though.
Yeah, she's full package. And same thing. Bliss, it's just, you're going to get a damn good match watching them. And then, again, yeah, same thing. Braun doing his thing. Sami Zayn obviously playing it up, which is great. You know what I mean? Like, no part of Braun running around.
He's doing that character. And
right.
At one time, we see Braun grab him and just throw him in the crowd.
Like,
bye.
Like, when he tagged back in Becky Lynch, and like, Braun was like, it was this close. I almost had you. He was like, I'm going to tag Becky back in.
And then we see Braun get back in the ring and he trips. What
so
the heck?
Good.
Like, but this is something that I liked about Braun and Becky. I mean, Braun and Alexa, because you can see a chemistry there.
Yep.
And overall, you could see how well they adapt to each other on their character.
Absolutely.
And also what I liked is what they showed before is Braun was teaching Alexa how to throw a car.
Yeah.
Over.
That was hilarious. Yeah,
did you see the t-shirt thing when they were trying on the t-shirt?
Something hands.
Oh, my gosh. Like I bought you a t-shirt. He's like, I bought you a t-shirt.
Oh, I didn't
and
see
then,
that.
Oh, my gosh. It's like Braun like, gives her his size, and then she like gives him her size.
It's like a big dress.
Oh,
like,
funny.
Yeah, so it was like a dress, and he put it on. All he can get it was like his arm and like his pec. And she's like, we have to reevaluate this whole costume. It's good to see that, because a lot of people are worried about Braun on the mic. You know, the big men with the lack of mic skills.
Right.
Everyone historically, people freak out about that. They need a great manager. I like to see Braun being able to play off Alexa with nobody else, but you know, just him and Alexa, Braun by himself, like using his personality to make things funny. It was hilarious.
It's almost like that Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
you know what
they
I
do.
Mean?
They do a really good job of that,
right? And to see that, like, just that side to come out of him, because you know we think of Braun just this monster and always just pissed off. And
yeah,
aggressive.
Yeah.
But just to see the other side of him being brought out by, you know, Bliss, it's I think it adds more and makes it like, what's this guy? Maybe we can do more with this guy.
Do you feel like it's a little more lighthearted because it's like, it's a mixed match channel? You notice how characters aren't as,
right.
You know how Braun's like not, you know, it's like kind of like they're like playful and like more lovable. And like, you know, Sami actually kind of interacted with the fan because Becky told him to, and he wasn't like being like Kevin Owens.
The women were taking over the men and telling them what to do.
They really were, though. And the men were like, you know, we're going to go with the flow.
And it's charity, you know? One of my favorite parts was when Alexa was just telling Braun, like, I'm just making her think that she's good. Like, I'm just making her think this. And then, like, I forgot which one it was, but he said, why didn't she attack him right then and there? But that's something that I enjoyed about this, because we got a little bit of comedy, legit, you know, wrestling.
Yes,
to see what these people can literally do.
Yes.
Especially with Mixed Match Challenge, because we've, in the past, the only time I could think of doing, when someone did a Mixed Match Challenge like this, was Lita and Trish versus Christian and Jericho.
Wow, so you went in the Wayback Machine right there.
Yeah.
Time Machine.
And then we saw, you know, Carlito versus Tori Wilson for like a hot 2 minutes.
Yeah. Look at you. You know your WWE lore, brother.
And then, of course, Edge and Lita versus, I think, Cena versus Trish. Wow. No, Carlito versus Trish. Wow. Something like that.
Look at you.
I remember.
Look at you, girl.
Stratus Faction, Lita, Edge.
So, like, we've seen it. We've had the taste of it for so many years. But they would always have the women, except for Trish and Lita, be on the sidelines.
Correct. And, like, and I know it was a product of not thinking you can push the females or not having them to itch. I know what it was. It was a different time. It's just,
right. It
is refreshing to see these ladies going toe-to-toe with men convincingly. This is not, they're not getting carried. Those two ladies carried the match. My favorite part is when Bliss was like, do you just think I'm going to, do you want me to do all the work? Are you going to do anything? Right. That was my favorite part of the night when she said that. Right. And Braun's like, he's just staring.
Well, it was funny because before that, like when he wanted to tag in, she's like, no, I can do it. Yeah. I can do it. I know what I'm doing. No.
That's Bliss. She's a student of the game. That's old school WWE stuff. Right. And she, that's how I know she studies her stuff, because that's classic.
Yeah, it's great.
He's like, tag me. And she's like, wait, like, so, you're not going to tag in now? Yeah. He's like, what are you talking about?
It's like, exactly. And then we were able to see them talk on the mic. And this by far was a little strange.
Right.
The
flirty thing at the end.
Yeah. I'm just like, wait a minute. Everybody knows you're engaged, Alexa. What the heck?
Right.
Unless something really happened, and then we're going to see something on Total Divas next season. You never know, girl. What's going on? But, like, that's something that we don't see with Braun, because he has, like you said, he is a monster, but when he's with Alexa, it's a different feeling. And they both think they're each other's attractive. I don't judge, but that's cool.
To each their own, right?
There you go.
Hey.
Alexa's precious, man.
Yeah. She's, I mean, precious. Everyone's She's different. Adorable. Everyone has their own standards, but I'm just saying. But
so you indirectly say.
What you trying to say, girl? Yeah. Listen. Braun, don't come up here and bother me. I ain't saying nothing. He is too big for me to mess around with.
I want those hands, bro.
Just, I don't want them at all. I'm on your side.
Yeah, but overall, this was our first three matches. Since we have a little time, let's have our own opinion on what happened at the Royal Rumble.
Let's do it.
So what was your opinion? What's your opinion?
It was great. I mean, I know we were talking prior. There's a couple things you could have taken some of the sting away, but I thought it was good all around. I think it lived up to the hype, and it was awesome seeing the first ladies Royal Rumble. That was rad. You know what I mean? And just mixing in like the old era. I love that. You know, I'm an old school fan, you know, so I love seeing that with the new school.
Excellent.
The way everything turned out, it was awesome. Asuka, I mean, I don't know if you guys kind of saw that coming or not, but I was hoping. Right. I mean, obviously, you know, you have like your bias, I was hoping Sasha would have took it, but you know, she's not. But at the same time, you know, I thought it's a good route to go with. Right. I get what they're doing. And at the same time, it was super freaking fun to watch, man. And as a fan in that sense, that's what I'm doing, sitting back watching as a fan and want to be entertained and get something out of this. And I felt like I got what I wanted. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Can we talk about how Rey Mysterio, he's 15 years old in the ring? He was 15 and a half. How did he look so good, y'all?
Hey, let me tell you something.
I can't stand him. You make me sick, Rey Mysterio.
He's so lean.
My goodness.
He brought back his WCW gear.
You see them traps? Dude, them traps?
He's always been there. He's been so shredded.
Boy, he's a workhorse, man.
I don't know. But the thing is, I'm a little confused because he is doing Lucha.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So, like,
who do you think you are?
I don't know if this is a one-time deal or it's like, hey, we don't really have a Rey Mysterio now.
Did you see the pep in his step, though?
No, I know. And the thing is, I feel like Rey grew a little because when he reached the third row.
Girl.
And I love Rey Mysterio. I'm telling you.
That's my guy, man. Mysterio, that's first ballot Hall of Famer right there.
No. He deserves to be in the Hall of
Fame. Oh, first ballot.
Oh, yeah.
He will. He better.
Oh, yeah. They got to stop messing around. You know what I mean? But yeah, so that's not my takeaway. I'm still can't. I'm over here like.
So excited.
Like Corey Graves was like, man, do you see his physique? Corey Graves, he said it like twice. He was like, I just can't get over the.
I guess Corey Graves has not seen Lucha Underground.
Corey Graves was stunned. But I love the Rumble. I think it's a great time. It's probably my favorite pay-per-view besides WrestleMania.
Right.
It's they always pick the best venues. It's always hyped up. I'm genuinely surprised at the direction they go sometimes. You know, when they, even when the Roman Reigns thing starts happening, like, I'm genuinely like, where are they gonna, what's really going to happen here?
Right.
They had Cena in the Final Four, and then they, you know, Finn was there, and you're like, okay, you're thinking it's Nakamura, but you're like, okay. You're like, what's really going to happen? Like, that's my favorite thing about the Royal Rumble, because everyone and their mama is trying to say Daniel Bryan's coming back. That's what's so good about, to me, is about the Rumble. They were all wrong. Everyone's wrong. They're like betting odds, saying he's the favorite not to come back, but to win it. Like, so like, so many things are happening. Speculation, you know, like, people that are injured, they say can come back and win the Rumble. It's like, the Royal Rumble brings out so much crazy, and that's what I love about it. Mm-hmm. So many of the fanboys are like, Daniel Bryan's coming back. Hogan's coming back and winning it. The Rock's going to be in on a helicopter. Right. He's winning it. It brings back to so many crazy people, and I love it.
Yeah.
So
I love about WWE. And the women's?
Oh, my gosh. Man. I got everything I asked for. I was, like, sitting around watching it, and I was like, that'd be really nice if Trish came out, like, number 30. Okay. I was like, but it's what, like, I said, but it's not like it's going to happen, so, but it'd be cool. Because that was my girl, man. It was like, when that music dropped, I literally ran out of the apartment, down the stairs, came back, rewound it, watched it again.
Oh, yeah, seated. You knew Trish. You knew Trish.
Oh, that's my girl, man.
That is what 40 years old looks like.
Yeah, like, amazing. These ladies.
Well, 45.
You want to talk about coming back in shape? You talking about looking like 15. These ladies came back looking
a lot of them did. Tori Wilson looked better than ever.
What? Okay, Tori and Trish were like my little boyhood crush, you know what I mean? So, like, I still follow them now on their social media, but to see them, they're amazing. Like,
Molly Holly came out there.
Half as good at that age, you know? Like,
are you kidding me?
And we got to see one Molly go round.
Oh my! Come on.
And Sasha Banks kind of botched it, but it's okay.
But the Icon Lita came out and she handled business. The Icon still got the juice.
And speaking of Lita, I met her the night before.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And I cried, and like, she told me if she kicked, cool
did she kick a moonsault on you? Because she did.
No, but that moonsault was.
Would you take the bump? Would you take the bump?
Yes, I could.
That's my girl. I love Lita.
That's my girl.
I would. I even told her. I said my favorite move of all time is the Lita Corona.
Nice.
Because as a little girl, watching that as a woman being able to do that to somebody, even a man, I'm like, wow, I want to do that.
She's badass.
Yes.
100% badass.
And we have Stephanie McMahon on commentary.
Oh, yeah. I love Steph, man.
That's awesome. By the way, I know this sounds a little weird, but
talk to us.
One of my goals is to get slapped by Stephanie McMahon.
I want to get slapped by Vicky, man.
Excuse me.
Okay, so
wouldn't even care.
That, I think they shouldn't have
done that. That was amazing.
It was like bringing Santina Marella at that Royal Rumble in WrestleMania 25.
That was amazing. I wasn't ready. He sold it so well.
Yeah. He's so funny.
I wasn't ready.
And then my favorite part is the fact that Asuka did win. I was a little nervous thinking, okay, are they really going to have Nikki Bella win this?
Interesting. That was
because I was like, are they really going to do this? But I'm now a little excited to see in the future if Nikki Bella really does come back, to see her versus Asuka.
Yeah, that would be fun. Like,
that would be a fun match to watch. But also for me, I was very excited that they brought Adam Cole.
Yeah.
They brought people from NXT.
Oh, girl.
And that's amazing.
Andrade, CN, this dude. You heard it here first. That's the baddest man on the NXT roster. It ain't even close.
Yeah.
I just want y'all to know, it ain't close. He is spectacular.
No, he is. And that match was amazing.
Are you kidding me?
NXT. It was amazing.
This dude.
You heard it here first.
It was amazing.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Man.
There it is.
Man. Hot take for you. Listen, that's the first time I ever wanted to be Mexican in my entire life. I was like, Mom, listen, Mom, we got to check the ancestry DNA.
Yes,
some
kind of genius.
Because I need to know we can get rep as Mexican. This boy came out with the lucha.
The lucha mask. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Andrade, see it almost, man. Mm-hmm. He's like,
we need it,
big.
Though, man. We need it.
He's
need
big. It. He's strong. He's fast. He's agile as Rey Mysterio. I ain't never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like this dude. Y'all need to go ahead and stop messing around and give my man the title right now. NXT title and WWE title.
Yeah, and then that's something that I wish they would have brought, like, Johnny Gargano, but then again, the story. I wish they brought Candice LeRae, because that would have been a big pop, because she is freaking hardcore.
She is.
So I'm glad they brought Ember Moon. I was a little surprised they did bring Ember Moon. I thought they should have brought Shayna.
Baszler.
Yeah. They should have brought Shayna Baszler, have her and Asuka go at it, and then have Ronda Rousey come back because they're homies.
I don't know where they're going. Come on, WWE. They have plans for Shayna though. They do. I know they do.
No, she's going to become the next NXT Women's Champion.
Oh, without question.
And of course, Ember Moon's probably going to go to SmackDown.
Because you want to talk about a match in the distant future, like her versus Ronda.
Oh yeah!
Oh my goodness gracious!
That's going to be very interesting. Oh my goodness! And I think it's possible, but I don't think it's going to be a WrestleMania match. It's probably going to be a SummerSlam. Yeah,
I'll take what I can get. Mania is tough to get on that Mania card. For goodness sakes, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking that though. I mean, you know, Rousey's going to be Mania. You know that. Yeah. You think they're going to go Asuka, Rousey, or do you think they'll go with Rousey?
I don't think they should go with Rousey at all.
I see.
You don't think so?
I think what I read on the internet is that they're probably going to do it's going to be Rock and Rousey versus HHH and
tag team,
Steph.
Okay. Like a mixed match challenge kind of thing.
Okay. And if that happens, if Stephanie McMahon and Hunter be a tag team, you better bring back My Time of Your Attitude, that theme song.
Oh man, you trying
bring
to
bring that back?
Oh, you trying to you in the Wayback Machine for
come
real?
Come on,
girl.
If you really think about it, they're pretty much heels.
Yes.
So it's pretty. No matter what. It's pretty much the Hunter Hearst Helmsley McMahon era, but in business suits.
Without question.
That's
like we all know Triple H is he's a better heel than anything.
Right. So that we're living the 90s, but in business suits.
Only time he's really a face is like, you know, when he's like DX and stuff like that.
Right.
Triple H likes being the heel.
He's good at it. And so is Stephanie. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, she is. It's like, oh my gosh, man. She's perfect for
she's
that.
Vince.
She is.
A woman.
Yeah. I call her Baby Vince all the time. That's Baby Vince.
Right, right.
But overall, thanks everybody for tuning in for our Mixed Maps Challenge.
Thank you.
All this stuff was a little last minute because Marquia wasn't here, but it's okay because, hey, life happens. But we'll be back.
Yeah.
Just follow our social media. We're gonna figure out when the next time we'll be back. Just keep us updated. We'll keep you guys updated.
Keep going. Yeah.
But we thank you again for being loyal. My name is Anissa Barr. You can follow me on social media at Anissa Barr. I am the social media correspondent for XPOC 12360. If you please follow the show at XPOC 12360 on Instagram because Sean pretty much went. Well, XPOC went to do Royal Rumble and Chicago. He did a big old party, so check out some photos there. As well as check me out tomorrow on Total Divas After Show. It's the season finale.
Mm.
And it's going to be amazing because we finally get to see Miz and Maryse being more pregnant than ever.
Adorable.
Get to see how that works. So overall, where can they find you?
Oh, listen, I told y'all, Evan Mack, America's sweetheart. Find me on Twitter.
Is that like your wrestling name?
Listen. I stole that from Julia Roberts, man. They used to call her that, but they don't call her that anymore, man. They don't call when they stop calling her that. I start calling myself that. American sweetheart. You can find me on Twitter at Evan Mack Lish, my man. Where can they find you?
And you don't be sour and tune in to the next Mixed Match Challenge Hour with AfterBuzz next time when we see you here. Find me on that social web, DPR Christopher, Twitter and Instagram, David Punkrock Christopher. Nice. See you guys next time.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time. He kind of pulled it out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.